Yeah, that's there. I mean, that's, I'm not, yeah, that has been good. This group works well together. And like I said, usually when you get back, once you get to Wednesday, we get our meeting going on Wednesday morning, team meeting, and start getting the plan. Then all of a sudden you start focusing more on what's ahead, not what's behind, and what problems we may have had in the past. It's all about finding a way to win on Sunday, and that's what they lock into, and that's, they're trained to do it that way. These guys handle themselves well that way, and that's why, again, I think they're a special group that way. And so we just need to go get two wins for our troubles.
What does it mean to you, when we've talked to them in the past weeks about wanting to play for you and your staff and on Sunday coming back? I mean, they're fighting hard. Does that mean a lot to you personally as the coach here?
I mean, you always want that. You want your players to believe in what you're doing as a staff. I think we have that. I don't think that's been a problem. Like I said before, when you turn the film on, they watch the games, they see what's there. I've been part of teams where you're wondering, you watch tape, and maybe I went through some losing seasons where you're going, man, we're not very good, or, man, there's not really any plays there to be made, and guys aren't making plays. Well, I think when you turn our film on both sides of the ball, that's not what you're seeing. You're seeing not enough plays, but you're seeing opportunities to, why can't we pull that ball out? Why didn't I catch that ball when it was thrown at me? I was in great position. Or, the coaches, I mean, we still got to improve what we're doing too, but I think the players, when they can see that there's a lot of good around it, even though the disappointing thing is not finishing and not making one extra play to win it, or maybe we're making that one mistake that's hurting us. So I think that's what keeps them thinking this is heading the right direction. And then when you have enough guys with positive attitudes, it rubs off.
Your two wide receivers coming back today from the suspension, is it a clean slate, or do you expect the same rotation now prior to the suspension?
Well, yeah, they're bad. I mean, to me, it wasn't really suspension. It was the fact that I made them inactive. As in the NFL, I can make them inactive. I decided not to play them on Sunday. So they were, there was never a time where they were told to leave or they couldn't be part. They were on the sidelines. They were part of the game, but we decided not to suit them up. So, they're back. And, guys, people make mistakes. I mean, they paid for their mistake. They spoke to the team about their mistakes, and we move forward. And, they'll compete this week, and hopefully they'll help us win on Sunday. Well, that's what's good about practice. You get a chance to come out here and yell at players and yell at people, yell at coaches, or you want to get it kind of out of your system. But now I'm the same way. Coaches have to be the same way. I mean, it's hard on after a game. I think the 48, I think it's more than 24 hours for me. It's, that's Sunday as soon as the game ends. And I have to go speak to the team about, how we should look at this and how we handle this. From that moment till really today, till we actually get started onto the new week, there's a lot of, thought goes into what can we do differently? What do we need to do? What am I going to say to the team on Monday, on Wednesday, to the staff? I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. It's a lot easier when you're winning, no doubt about that. It's a lot easier because there's a lot less of the negative going on. But I think this group and this building has handled it very well, which has helped me handle it well, I think. And, again, all we can control, as we know, is what we put on that field these next two games, and that's what we'll concentrate on. And, this is part of the business. And when you sign up for – you get in the NFL as a player or coach – this is how it is every year. This is how it is in many more facilities around the league, at least 20 of them that aren't going to be in the playoffs, and even teams that are in the playoffs. There's a lot of stress. So we get that, and that's part of it, and so we expect it. I mean, expectations are high for us, and they're higher for people in the city. They're higher for everyone. We get that. It should be that way, and so our expectations every year is to be in the playoffs, to have a chance to be in one of those 12 teams competing to win it. We haven't been the last couple of years, and so that's hard to take. We understand the frustration, but again, and then it has to be just we got to figure out what the right thing to do is about that frustration.
You have a Wednesday message every week for your team. What was the message this week?
This was a little difficult because we had to talk about a lot of things today as far as the game we just played, because we hadn't met since the game. The players had off Monday and Tuesday. So we talked about a lot about the game, and then obviously going forward, is we talked about Jacksonville, obviously, and our situation, us versus them, and what's gone on, the good and the bad, since we've played this football team, so we've got into that quite a bit, and just how they should approach these next 2 weeks. I talked to them about situations I've been through with teams, of how we built it up to be a championship team when I played as a player, as a coach, and you go through years like this where we're at that point now where, yes, we know we're not in the playoffs, but how you go forward, what your mindset is, that they're building something special here. And this change every year, and the fact that most of these guys are going to be back, and they're building something here that's going to be very good. It's just not happening right now. And like I said, I told them about the year we were 8-8, 8-8, 7-9, and then all of a sudden you got a couple of key pieces and we went to the Super Bowl, and then we went on and had 5 years of the best record in football. So I don't think anyone foresaw that, and that's kind of how your mindset has to be, is that there is good people here and it's going to get better.
Mike, how much of that is building, you know, on that division record? You know, the loss to two teams, you know, especially the loss to Jacksonville earlier in the year. Is that part of trying to help maybe lay a foundation, at least in the division?
Yeah, we need to. It's, I mean, there's no excuse to be not have a division win. So, yes, the one point, what we can accomplish these next 2 weeks is get two division wins. Just like last week, the home thing, we need to win a game at home. That's why last week was so important to us for a lot of reasons. So, these are things, yeah, we have to. Again, it's disappointing to have games where we're right there, and we, you know, Jacksonville last time lost by 2 points, losing Indy twice. I mean, we should have three division wins, but we don't. So we got to finish with two here, and so yeah, it does mean a lot for that reason. You're battling for, so you know, second in division, I guess, so whatever that comes to at the end. But yeah, we got to beat a team that's giving us trouble.
You mentioned the trouble they've given you. I mean, with that in mind, do you guys feel collectively like you kind of owe these guys a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, we definitely owe them. We've been giving them gifts. The last two times we played them, we turned the ball over 4 times. In the first play of the game, we fumbled the ball. We handed the ball, pulled off for a touchdown. We got a safety. I mean, we did everything we could to lose that football game by turning it over, and we still were down by 2. So, yeah, we owe them for this year, last year, the year before that. And then we owe Texas, and unfortunately we don't play Indy again, but we owe them too. So we'll have to wait later for that one. But, yeah, that's why, again, you wonder why they're motivated. They're motivated for a lot of reasons to win this football game, even though just a pride thing now. I mean, it's not going to get us any further. 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins. I mean, it's not enough wins. So, I mean, but you still can get a lot of satisfaction from it.
They're banged up there. I mean, you consider yourself a little bit banged up as well, especially now with Cody.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our problems this time of year. I mean, and they're experimenting too. They're probably wanting to see young guys play, so they've been rolling the roster around. But again, I don't get caught up in that at all, because again, you're in this league, you can make plays, and sometimes the guys that you don't know about are the hungrier guys. The guys are going to be trying to impress and make plays for them. Again, they lost last week to Buffalo because they turned it over 3 or 4 times. They had a touchdown, a guy got the ball popped out, went through the back of the end zone. So, you know, they've lost. They could easily won last week and have 5 wins. So, yeah, this is going to be a challenge, no matter who plays, and both sides of the ball. And so it'll be fun.
What was your thinking, I guess, with Tyler Wilson? What are your impressions of him?
I think we looked at him a lot, you know, when we're the quarterback situation. I think now that we are at this point of the year with 2 games left, we thought we were looking for a young quarterback to have here for the offseason that we thought would have a good chance of helping us going forward, compete for one of the spots. Earlier in the year, it didn't make sense because, again, if we had an injury, we needed more of a veteran type guy. So we need to get someone in, you know, like John. We brought John Skelton in for that reason, to learn our system in case Fitzy got hurt, so we'd have 2 quarterbacks ready to go. Now John has a good feeling for our system, but we feel now if we get through with Rusty, he'll finish, and then we go from here. So it's more of a decision of a young player we liked out of college that we feel has the traits to help us possibly, and we want to see if we can develop him.
I guess you look at a guy, he was a 4th-round pick, but he got cut. But clearly you guys see some potential there.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I know that the guys liked him when he came on the draft. And, Dowell, Arkansas guy, so he's all excited about him too. And so it's someone that we've kept an eye on. You always keep an eye on different guys. I think it was someone that is a young quarterback. We thought he fit what we do here and liked the way he plays the game, his demeanor. And this is the first time a chance I've had to meet him. So, but, again, I think it's more of thinking for the future.
And you mentioned the Jags maybe playing some young guys to get a look at them. Fitzpatrick, your starter, you know, the rest of the way, unless something happens to him, I mean, any temptation to give Rusty a shot down the stretch?
Not right now, no. We want to – I mean, I think Fitzy's really – I mean, he's doing some really good things. I just – you know, unfortunately, the way the game ended last week and all that. But I think he's – I mean, threw 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's doing some good stuff. I mean, we need to win both these games. I mean, we played last week to win it. Decisions we make is to win it, not to come close. Well, even though we've been doing – it seems like we're playing – you know, we're getting close a lot of weeks and not finishing these games. But, no, he'll play the last two. I think they have confidence. They're 4-2 since we played, and we're 1-5. That tells it all right there. So, a lot of games we should have won in there, we did, and they found a way to build off when they beat us that day. So, yeah, this, you know, we need to win this football game. We need to play a lot better than we did the first time around. And I would assume they're confident. We're coming to their place. They beat us last time by two. And so we need to change that on Sunday.